Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we focus our attention on the words of John chapter 15. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is the word of the Lord. Graduation is a few days away, and of the countless commencement addresses I've heard over the years, the best line I ever heard actually didn't come from an actual graduation speech I was present for. It was actually in a movie. And the speaker was, of all people, Rodney Dangerfield in a 1980s movie, Back to School. Rodney's character is giving the address at the graduation exercises, and he looks out upon the crowd gathered, and he says these words: as you go out into the world, my advice to you is, don't go. It's rough out there. Fourth year men are ready to go, maybe more than ready. They're ready to go on to the first call and put into practice those things they've learned while here at the seminary. Second year men are likewise excited about vicarage and beginning to get a feel for parish ministry. Professors are also ready to go to scatter to the four winds, teaching across the country, traveling across the world, teaching at seminaries, speaking at conferences and seminars. Deaconess students likewise are ready to begin internships and calls to be able to apply what they have learned for the lives of people. First year guys, sorry, you're not going anywhere. But for the most of us, for the most of you, you're ready to go. But Jesus' word from John chapter 15 is actually eerily similar to the words of Rodney Dangerfield. Instead of saying don't go, he says remain or abide. Christ bids his people to remain in him, and his words remain with them. Oh, you may be excited about your assignment, your call. You may be filled with anticipation for some sort of opportunity to serve this summer or beginning this fall. The reality is, you can't do anything. You can't grow a church. The church doesn't need a savior. That job's already accounted for. Congregations may place some unrealistic expectations upon you. But the truth is that you will arrive at these places as the same poor, miserable servant that you were when you set foot on this campus for the very first time. No seminary class can beat that out of you. You see, as you go to all kinds of different places, and as I looked over the assignment list, the one that excited me was Barney, North Dakota. What a place it must be. But as you go to places all over this country, our Lord bids that you remain. Oh, you will go, but our Lord bids that you remain and that you abide in him. The beginning of a life in Christ and service to Christ's church begins where the service began, at the baptismal font. Abiding and remaining in Christ, as Christ remains with us through his word and through his precious body and blood. The location in which you live is of no great consequence, actually. What is of absolute importance, what is of total significance and consequence, is that Christ bids you to remain in him and that he abides in you. For though you are sent by Christ to serve his church, your need remains. That never changes. It is only through abiding in Christ and his word and sacraments abiding in you that Christ brings forth the fruits of faith, which are indeed his gift to the church. The connection to the vine is the means by which Christ accomplishes his works through your humble and meager service. You cannot produce anything of your own will, of your own intellect, of your own strength. They are all for naught. But remaining in Christ means that he works through you. And on so many days, he works actually in spite of you. You may be a proclaimer and teacher of Christ's word, but there is never a time where your need ceases to be a hearer and student of this word. So, dear friends in Christ, as you go, remain. Remain in Christ, and may his word remain in you, because there are days when it will be rough out there. There are days where you perhaps wish that you had never gone. There are days when it will be hard and difficult. There are days when the saints won't be so holy, and the hearers won't be so eager to listen. And there will be days when serving Christ feels like more of a burden than a joy, when you're wondering why God put you here in the first place and how long before you could leave. But once again, Christ's word to you is to remain. Abide in him, and may his words abide in you. So, dear friends in Christ, may you remain. Wherever you go, wherever the Lord leads you, may you remain in Christ and his word remain in you. For your strength comes not in your going, but in remaining. You in Christ, and Christ in you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.